If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. We are forming a network of survivors. We are on the west coast of the United States. For 30 minutes after sundown each day, we will listen for a response on this frequency. If you would like to join the network, we are here for you. I repeat, you are not alone.
And once you join the Survivors Network, you'll never be alone again. You may be physically alone in your own bunker or tent or possibly under a picnic table, whatever accommodations you've managed, but you will never be entirely alone again. You'll have Art and me and anyone else who joins the network just a radio broadcast away. You definitely will not be allowed into our bunker, though. Some real creeps out there. I'm sure you understand.
Absolutely. Nor do we want to be in your bunker. We simply want to set up a group of survivors to be in constant contact for safety, food, and other supplies.
You forgot entertainment.
I was trying to pitch the necessities, but sure. Also, entertainment.
What better way to discuss our network of entertainers
survivors?
Than to jump right into the show? Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. Welcome, listeners, and welcome, Art.
Thanks for having me, Zoe. Today, I have the honor of introducing the topic. You, our listeners, all consider me to be the resident expert on this subject.
But not an actual expert. I want to remind you all that Art and I are not experts on any topic.
Though we are likely more of an expert than you are, why else would you send us hundreds of emails asking us for our help? Well, today's topic is something we have first-hand knowledge of.
After years of collecting listener mail, we've found a recurring topic that you all want to have explored. Yet, we haven't ever covered this specifically. Part of the reason is that questions have been too generic and there wasn't much to talk about. So Art and I have decided to lump them all together and ask the question for you.
And that frequently asked question is, how do I start my own business?
For those of you that think it's far too boring, especially considering our typical top-notch content, you're right.
Which is why we've decided to add a little twist to it. Today's topic is Starting Your Own Business, Apocalypse Edition.
Also, stick around until the end of the show because Art and I have some big reveals for you. He doesn't know what I'm going to reveal, and I don't know what he has in mind, but he agreed to do it live on the air, provided we spend the whole episode talking about this boring business topic he wanted to cover.
And we also both agreed to not call it boring.
Because it's very exciting! Starting your own business has its challenges, but most of these are either uninteresting or have already been covered by other podcasts. So we've brought you the answer to the question no one has asked yet. I have a feeling that soon enough you'll all be begging for our handy guide on this topic.
Though no book deal is in the works quite yet, we still want to give you a preview of what you can expect once we do decide to write one on this very important topic. If you're ready, Zoe, let's jump headfirst into our pool of knowledge on building a business. Careful, listeners, you might just be in the splash zone.
Before we get started, I want to address a rather serious point. I've noticed that almost every time our listeners send us mail regarding business management, or business building, or other business, they tend to address these letters to Art. While we can both definitely agree that if you have a question about pie recipes, you send it to me, and if you have a question about pie charts, you send them to Art, that doesn't mean Art has some kind of monopoly on business knowledge. Frankly, it's starting to feel a little sexist.
Whoa, hold on there, Zoe. Before you start throwing out words like that, I think there's a strong possibility that they've all just picked up on my business acumen and my flawless use of acronyms. It's probably not sexist at all.
I'm sure they've picked up on those things, but I think you're missing the obvious. Our show, which they tune into every week, and the hub of all of their important decisions, is directly connected to the small business, which I built. So they're welcome to appreciate your business acumen as long as they acknowledge my business acumen while they're at it.
I couldn't agree more, darling. Now that that's settled, let's jump right into the show. Because owning and running your own small business is so much work, I want you all to know that today our only focus is on how to get it started. We'll break it up into three basic steps. 1. The idea and the launch. 2. Establishing accounting functions and evaluating your expenses. And 3. Marketing and sales, also known as revenue.
You might be wondering why we would offer this advice for free.
Or not, since this is a free advice show.
Or not. But if you are wondering, rest assured, we aren't sharing this advice because we're terrible at business, but rather because we're great at business. We know activity breeds activity, that networking is king, and there's nothing wrong with a little healthy competition.
Absolutely. The more, the merrier. First things first, let's start with the idea and launch of your business. You'll want to make sure your idea is clear, ideally by using a full business plan, and that your business will be in high demand, because the market is not oversaturated with supply. Take, for example, mine and Zoe's Survivors Network. Clearly, there is a need for this, and yet no one has implemented it. Therefore, the demand is high, and the supply is very low. Easy. The first part of the first step is done.
What about making sure the idea is clear and the business plan? What exactly does the Survivors Network do?
We survive together as a network. I can show you the PowerPoint later, but really it's all in the business plan.
But I don't get it. What exactly are we even doing?
What is there to get? The idea is so simple and clear that it's even in the name.
Wait a second. The name of the business can't be Survivors Network.
Why not?
Because that's terrible.
But it's an excellent description.
Okay, maybe we can talk about it more when we get to marketing.
Sure. Next, we'll want to work on launching the business. Usually, this step involves a lot of paperwork and financing. You'll want to make sure you check all of your city and state regulations as needed. Financing options increase if you have a strong business plan or a parent able to give you a small loan of $1 million. Zoe and I have done well when it comes to capital investments.
For our Survivors Network, we've been fortunate to have saved up everything we needed because Tom's bunker came fully stocked with supplies, and we have been carefully increasing those supplies by venturing out and gathering more. These supplies are what's known as a capital investment. And we would be venture capitalists. Because the supplies can each last many years, these assets do not depreciate like a standard asset. This means that our ROI, or return on investment, is tenfold times the initial investment, which also means we are in an excellent position in our balance sheets.
That's not how any of that works. What I mean to say is that we have chosen a business that requires very little capital investments, which is fortunate because 90% of all banks have permanently closed their doors, and the other 10% are overrun with bloodthirsty animals willing to eat you alive, also known as investment bankers. Oh, we also found that regulations and licensing for our chosen industry are rather loose, so we've not had to complete any paperwork.
But you'll want to do some investigations in your area, as your results may differ. Do you have any gangs in your area? Perhaps a group which holds a monopoly over food and shelter? A local postal truck that drive slowly through your neighborhood, threatening to burn it to the ground if you step out of line. Well, then you'll want to check with each of these authorities before starting your business. Fortunately for us, the only nearby group appears to be the ZPA, and I'm not afraid of them. You heard me, Martha. You have no power here. Do you understand me? This is my bunker!
Okay. Calm down there, Zoe. Perhaps we should break for a word from our sponsors.
Actually, today's episode is completely ad-free and uninterrupted.
I didn't approve that.
And today's ad-free episode is brought to you by From Art to Zoe, Apocalypse Edition. Using our special Art and Zoe coupon codes, you can get access to all sorts of discounted merchandise and content, as well as a sneak peek of my personal blog. Email us today at fromarttozoe@gmail.com to thank us for the ad-free episode you're currently experiencing and make your purchases today.
I don't think you're using ad-free correctly. And welcome back from the words from ourselves. Okay, so assuming you've established your business model, fully funded your business, and done the prerequisite licensing, you're ready to go. It's now time to establish your accounting functions and plan your expenses. Since the average small business can go many years without turning a profit, you'll need to ensure that you have tight controls over all your fixed expenses.
Fixed expenses being, of course, those expenses which you use to fix things, such as replacing a burnt-out light bulb.
If you have no experience in accounting, you may want to seek a professional for your more detailed needs. But even a novice can put together a basic budget. A budget would simply list your planned expenses and anticipated revenues to establish what you believe your net income will be. This is important to establish as a guideline for your business. A budget would simply list your planned expenses and your anticipated revenues to establish what you believe your net income will be. This is important to establish as a guideline for your business. If your revenue exceeds budget, some of your expenses may increase as well. If your revenue falls short of budget, you may desire to attempt to reduce your expenses. The difference between your revenue and your expenses is your net income or net loss.
As with everything else in accounting, these should always balance to zero. So, if I bring in one sleeping bag and I have to trade or give out one canned good to get that, my net income is 1 minus 1, or 0, which is ideal in accounting, because I did a 1-for-1 exchange.
Let me say, I would recommend everyone seek the help of an experienced accountant.
Unless you just possess the innate abilities, like I do.
I would recommend everyone seek the help of an experienced accountant.
Now that we're done with the boring first two steps...
Whoa. We barely scratched the surface. I was just providing the outline. We need to go back and really dig into those details.
I know it's always you reminding me, but we only have like a 15-minute show. Would it really be good for your expense budget if we spent all this extra gas in the generator to provide more details?
No, I guess that wouldn't be very business-minded of us.
I agree with you agreeing with me. Step 3 is sales and marketing. Art really got to flex his brain muscles for you all in the first two steps, and now it's my turn. This is where making sure that your business is named appropriately and positioned well in the market becomes vital. How do your customers and your competitors see you? We're talking branded merchandise and getting your name out there. With great marketing, you could sell any product, even Tom's disgusting jars of haggis.
That's kind of our product, so...
Even our delicious jars of surprise yumminess. So first things first, let's talk name and brand.
I like Survivors Network for the name.
I know you do, but hear me out. I think it's terrible.
Oh, and I suppose you have a better idea?
Well, I guess you're really putting me on the spot here, but what about Dueling Hams Network?
Dueling Hams?
It does have a nice ring, doesn't it? Hearing you say it really just sells it to me.
No, not exactly. What does it mean?
It means that we'll fight together as a network for the last available ham or whatever canned good.
I'm not totally sold on this.
I'm not trying to sell you anything. It's about other survivors. I think it'll invoke curiosity and excitement. People love duels.
All right. I guess we can give it a try.
Good, because I already bought the domain name.
You did what?
What's important is how we market this. I'm thinking merch, merch, and more merch. Everywhere. Dueling Hams on everything. T-shirts, hats, logs, cans, everything you need to survive. It's all got our brand on it. Maybe even a few cute sayings like, I survived the zombie apocalypse.
I don't know if that's entirely accurate. It would be more like, I survived the zombie apocalypse so far.
It doesn't have to be accurate. It's marketing. Go nuts.
Okay, assuming that that works, then what about sales or revenue?
If you have great marketing, the sales will just happen. It's proven.
But what are we selling?
This is your business idea, and you came up with the show today. I'm just supporting you.
Fair enough, I guess. That concludes our very helpful advice on starting your own business. If you think that sounds easy, that's because you weren't listening.
Now for the real reason you all tuned in today. The big reveal. Art and I each have some big news that we haven't previously disclosed. Who should go first?
Well, the show is called From Art to Zoe, so perhaps I
You're
should...
right, so I'll go first since you have your name first on everything. A few days ago, when I was wandering the grounds of our HOA, I found a campground. There are other survivors nearby.
There's been plenty of campgrounds. Survivors were all through this area in the beginning days, but they've moved on.
No, this one was fresh. The fire still had embers burning.
Why wouldn't you have told me about this days ago when you found it? We might have actually been able to track them down.
And miss the opportunity to live reveal this to the listeners? Are you insane? Of course I couldn't do that. The apocalypse updates have become half the reason the survivors are even listening anymore.
Fine. Then what is the significance of this if you don't even know where they are? They could be long gone.
Are you listening to what I'm telling you? There are other human survivors nearby. They're probably the ones that stole our journals. I cracked the case.
No, that's impossible. That's my big reveal. I know exactly who stole the journals.
Who then?
I didn't want to say until I was sure, but it's all adding up now. In fact, it adds up to exactly 3. Think about it for a second. 2 snowmen, and now they're missing. Then it's 3 raccoons, also missing.
Okay, it's practically summer. The snowmen aren't missing. They melted. And what do Fred and Corey and Sandy have to do with any of this? Have they been taken or killed or something?
They're melting. They've taken on a new form, and they're multiplying. The raccoons aren't the victims. They're the perpetrators. Nature's little thieves! Logically, no other humans know where we are. Logically, no other humans know the code to the safe. Logically, raccoons and snowmen don't just suddenly go missing.
I
That's right. You have no argument.
I'm trapped in a bunker with a madman.
Look at my hand, Zoe. I'm not shaking at all. Perfectly steady. Could an insane person be so incredibly calm? Don't be mad at me just because you can't understand basic math. Not even math, just counting. First there's one snowman, then there's two snowmen, then three raccoons. One, two, three. It's been staring me, you, in the face this whole time.
Well, would you look at the time? That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. Please tune in next week after Art and I have discussed his theory in much better detail. And remember, if you're looking for advice on starting your own business, dueling, or if you just want to talk to another sane human, and anything else from A to Z, you can message me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's fromarttozoe@gmail.com. If you or someone you know is camping in a gorgeous HOA, leave a note at the community center. You just might be my new neighbors.
This is a message for other survivors. We will listen for a response on this frequency for 30 minutes after sundown each day. We are still looking for other survivors to join the Dueling Hams Network. Reach out and let us know you're there.
You are not alone.
Over.